I go left, I fake right, and then a dive, and I got him! Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Dad Bod to Rat Bod. I'm your host, Billy Pydick, and in spirit of back to school and my four-year-old son, Oliver, going to school, today's Friday, the 10th of September. Happy birthday to my sister, turning youthful tomorrow on her birthday. And in spirit of all these back to school children coming back to school, my son going to school, it is not, I'm surprised, it's not really that emotional of a day. I'm just really happy that he's finally going to school and I can get more work done. But in spirit of all that, I'm going to talk about how to work out with your children. So this doesn't have to be necessarily 75 Hard related, but especially if you're doing an outdoor workout, even indoor sometimes, although it is a bit harder, you can actually do a workout with your children. And I have two children and I've done it many times. So here are going to be some workouts that I've done with my kids and some tips and tricks, and then also maybe some potential workouts that you can do that maybe I haven't tried yet. But I think that I've tried quite a bit of the workouts and they vary. So I've done workouts with the kids, like extreme workouts with the kids even, where they were quite challenging, and some of them that were like not really that hard, but it's more about effort at that point. So without further ado, let's start talking about it. All right, so when I first did 75 Hard, I did it in the winter, and there's a few, so February to April, basically, was my first 75 Hard, 2.5 months, and there were definitely some workouts that we did that were non-traditional, and I would recommend these workouts in the winter time. So we'll go through winter first real quick, and then we'll get onto the summer. So in the winter, I was even running when it was snowing outside, but of course you're unlikely to do that with your children. But there's two types of workouts that I did quite often, and to be honest, the types of workouts you can do with your kids are often going to be walking, hiking, biking, and then there are some variations, right? Playing sports and stuff like that, but those are the most common that you can, the average person will think, oh, I can walk with my kids, or I can take them to the forest and we can hike. Those are actually very good workouts, especially if your kids are a little bit older, they can hike by themselves. Even if they're not, they're probably good for 45 minutes, and that's all you need. That's all you need, baby. So I give you guys some examples of some workouts that actually turned out to be, you would think they are like not really workouts, but I would have to beg to differ. And I would encourage you that for those people that are really busy, or you're like, how am I gonna fit in two workouts, that maybe you can do one of these variations when you run out of time, and you should be able to count it. So the first one in the winter that I can think of is with heavy snowfall. Of course, I live in Canada. If you don't have snow, that's different. Maybe you could rake the leaves or something, but with a heavy snowfall day, I remember my son and I, who was about 3.5 at the time, we went out and we shoveled the driveway. It took me 20 minutes to shovel the driveway. I was sweating, and then I walked him to school, to daycare and back, which is 10 minutes each way in the snow. I would often pull him in the sled, and what I would do is I would make short little burst runs and then try to knock him off the sled, like turn him left, right. So we'd walk on the road, of course, like, we wouldn't do that unless it was just so much snow. And then once we got to the park, like, the park that's connected to school, I would run around and I'd try to throw him off the sled, and obviously not too hard, but just to get him off a little bit. We'd laugh, we'd have fun. So quick tip for you guys, if you're going to do outdoor stuff, let's say it's going to take you 10-15 minutes, if it's very stationary, like cutting the grass, I don't think you can count that as a workout. You got to be sweating a little bit. So if, let's say, you are going to be building something, and it's difficult and it's very hard work, maybe you might be able to count that as workout. Secondly, if you're gonna do something, what I did, like plow, like shovel the snow off the driveway. Then I also went for a walk, and even if I had a few minutes left, I walked a little bit more, and it completed 45 minutes. I remember coming back. I needed a shower right away. Very sweaty. That's a workout, guys. Also sledding. So for example, you also have to think of the variations you can do, right? So if you go to a big hill and you go down the hill on your sled, it's a lot of fun, but you gotta walk back up that big hill. And also you gotta walk from the parking lot to the hill. So that's walking. So if you were to, let's say, do sprints up the hill as fast as you can, you're gonna be out of breath big time. And then you go down the hill and then do it again and again. Maybe you can pull your kids up the sled. Maybe you could wrestle with them in the snow. You know, you could have a snow fight. You could run away. That's going to really pick up the intensity of your heart rate. If you pick up the intensity in your heart rate to a reasonable level where it's actually pounding, maybe it doesn't have to be near your max, I would consider counting that as a workout. Okay, now let's talk about summer, fall, spring activities, because they're kind of similar in a way. Sure, you can, in the summer, you can go swimming with your kids, but I wouldn't count swimming, like splashing around, as a workout, unless you're picking up your kids and throwing them out of the water for 45 minutes straight. That would be a workout. Well, let's talk about things I've done. Okay, so the other day, let's talk about the most basic stuff. The other day, I had the kids and we just went to the park. So we walked to the park, it's 10 minutes. We ran around the park, catching each other, chasing them. And we ended up running back, jogging back. You know, I had my daughter in a stroller, my son and I jogged back all the way back. That was an hour. Yesterday, there was a lot of stuff to do. I counted it as a workout. I timed it. It said 300 calories. It's basically the same amount of effort for walking for 45 minutes, more or less. So we were active the whole time. Last week, I took the kids to the park. Now, what you can do to make it more of a workout is you can take them. Maybe there's a really good park somewhere in town that's like 5 kilometers away or something, or, you know, 2 to 5 kilometers away. You could put them on a bike, like a bike extension, depending if you have small kids. I'm 4 and 1. And then you could bike over there. So let's say it's going to take you 10 to 15 to 20 minutes to bike there. Then you get off, you let them play at the park. You know, you could run around after them. You could walk around. And then you bike back. Maybe you're gonna, maybe the whole sequence is gonna take you 1.5 to 2 hours, but that's a lot of exercise outside, and that's good enough to count as an exercise. So I'll give you an example of what I did that was a little bit more active of a version of taking them to the park. I biked with my daughter in the back. My son was already at the park, my wife and some friends, and it was a 10-minute bike ride. We got there. As soon as we got there, my son's like, "Dad, catch me." I literally played tag with him for 20 minutes, where I would run as hard as I could. Obviously, not maximum, because I would catch him most of the time, although he's getting pretty fast. And I would literally run after him. I'd climb the ladders, the swings, whatever, and I'd try to catch him until I was literally panting out of breath. So 10-minute bike ride, 20-minute run, that's 30 minutes. Maybe a little bit of break time here or there. Maybe you're at 35 minutes here. And then I'm like, "Hey, I have a soccer ball." And him and I played soccer for like 20 minutes, kicking the ball, running after each other. We played a one-on-one. Then there was another family playing soccer. And I'm like, "You guys want to play?" So we all played soccer. By the time I got back, it was like 1.5 hours. And I had to bike back. That's a great workout. That's going to be more like your 450, 500 calories. And then here's another variation I did. So it was in the spring. I remember it was a nice day. Maybe it was like 15 degrees. But right after the winter, that feels really warm. Remember, we're in Canada, so that feels ridiculously warm for us right after all the cold, cold winter days, which are unfortunately coming soon. Anyways, winter is coming. My wife and I and my son went to the park. Here, just the local parks, 5-minute walk. And I brought a soccer ball. My son wasn't really interested to play soccer. He just wanted to go jump around the park. So what we did is my wife and I played one-on-one soccer right beside the park, like meters away from the park. And he'd run in the park and we'd be right there watching him, but we'd playing one-on-one. So we're literally sweating. I'm going after the ball. And of course I can beat my wife in one-on-one soccer, but it's fun. You're laughing, you're giggling. you know, you're letting her score a little bit. Maybe your wife is actually better at you in sports. Who knows? And she's doing the opposite. But you're sweating because you're jogging, and then you're running after it. Then my son came back like 10 minutes later, and he's like, you know what? I want to play. We honestly played for 45 minutes nonstop of soccer. And I've done this with basketball too, where we played nonstop 45 minutes. And whenever there were some breaks, what I do is I just sprint to like the baseball field and back. And I do like, I did like three times. So maybe I sprinted for like a minute, three times. So when I stopped my Fitbit, that was 650 calories. We're talking about an intense workout. So those are some ideas you can do. Add some biking, add some jogging. Just try to catch your kids in tag. It's actually quite a good workout. You know, instead of going to the grocery store. So I did this. I didn't count this as a workout, but my daughter being one, I put her in a bike seat. And then it was 15 minutes to the grocery store. We walked around the grocery store picking up groceries and 15-minute bike ride back. So it's about an hour of an experience for her. Maybe you could probably do it in 45 minutes if you just have a few groceries. And that's what I did. I actually just brought a backpack with me. And whatever I fit in my backpack at the buy, like broccoli, stuff that's on your diet, right? That you may run out of quick because you're supposed to eat a ton of vegetables. So I added that. And basically, I probably could have counted as a workout. Now, not the whole four. Like, maybe you just ride your bike a little bit longer. Let's say you do 15 minutes, get off. You're walking around the grocery store. And you pick up stuff. So you're still walking, right? That's fine. Like, walking's a workout. And then you went outside and then you did, like, a 30-minute bike ride. I think you could probably count that as 45 minutes, in my opinion. Because you're active, right? I mean, they want you to go 45 minutes without breaks. But here's what I find to be a bit of the... it's kind of like that old rule. You know, when you have a friend, maybe they work with you and they smoke. So they're allowed to have more breaks than you are. When you're doing weightlifting, right? When you're lifting weights, you're doing breaks all the time, right? You're lifting something and then you do a 1 minute break. Then you lift it again. So it's the same thing, I think, when you're doing cardio. Like, if you want to do like a 1 minute break or a five minute break, you got to pick something up, you got to do something, and then you keep going. Or you go to the store, you go in the store for 10 minutes, you run to the store, you go in the store, you pick up something, you get out and you run. Just keep going. You don't have to include that 10 minutes, but you certainly don't have to be like, oh, it has to be 45 minutes straight. Just be honest with yourself. Did I exercise for at least 45 minutes total? And then you takes care of that, right? Other workouts I've done. So even last week, I took my kids to a conservation park where they have trails. Now, it's actually pretty difficult to take them on hikes sometimes. And you have to be aware that they may be quite tired and they may want you to pick them up when you're like literally just on the way back from like maybe you got like 3 kilometers to walk back. But that is part of the challenge, right? So I just consider it to be like an additional, like just another level of the challenge. So here's what happened, and I'll explain to you what I mean. So we do this trail. It takes 45 minutes basically to get to the end of the trail walking. And there's all these rocks and stuff. I have a little carrier, so I put Zoe in the back, the 1-year-old. But she's one, so she doesn't want to be like just in there the whole time. So I'll take her out after like 10, 15, 20 minutes. I'll let her walk a little bit while holding her hands. And then I'll lift her up again and then we'll walk. And then we'll just kind of rotate. Then once we got to the peak, we took some pictures. We were celebrating. You know, Oliver was jumping on rocks, climbing some small trees, like just doing all kinds of fun stuff. You know, I told him not to run too fast because there's all these tree roots everywhere in the forest, right? Easy to trip over. So definitely learned the hard way, but it's all good. Once we got to the end, like I said, we took some pictures. It's funny because I think when you go hiking with small kids, bigger kids I think is not a big deal, but when you go hiking with small kids, as soon as you get to like the halfway point, they're like, all right, I'm tired, can you lift me up? And that's exactly what happened. So I had to lift Oliver up with one hand and then Zoe with the other hand for like literally I would say half the way back. It was pretty hard. I was really tired. But that's the whole point of this workout, right? Is to really give yourself a realistic workout. because I do walk sometimes, right? If I'm really tired, let's say you have three hard days in a row where you like bike, lifted weights, ran, swam, whatever, and those are all hard workouts. You're gonna need a day in the week where you just go for walks all day and you can just kind of recover, because it's really hard to go from 0 to 100 or 150. So give yourself some breaks. So that hike was an hour and a half, and then sometimes I put the kids back down and they'd walk a little bit or run a little bit, get them all excited, keep telling them how great of a job they're doing. But let me tell you, when I got back from an hour and a half hike, everyone was like just down to like play with their own toys and do puzzles. There weren't many peeps in the house. No one was running around trying to destroy anything in the house. They were exhausted. They went to bed nice. All right, what else can you do? In terms of biking, I have 3 bike extensions. So I don't know if that's a lot, but I've used them all. One is the bike seat, very typical. I think once your child is probably like 10, 11 months, you can do it. Two is what is it called? It's like a double, you can put 2 kids in the back. You have a single one. It's like a bike carrier extension with wheels on it. So you can do longer distances with that. And also like you can unattach from the bike and put the wheel at the front and you could run with it, which is actually pretty hard, to be honest. If you have 2 kids of like 70 plus pounds and you're running with it, it's a serious workout. We're gonna talk about running in a second. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about it right now. So like I've done that where I've ran to the same park where I biked for 10 minutes. I've ran there, which is like a 15 minute run with both kids. And then I just let them go, let them walk around the park, run around, have fun for like 30 minutes, especially hot days. Maybe there's a splash pad. And then we jump back in and I run back. So there's an hour workout right there. Okay, it's 15 minutes running, walking a whole bunch, trying to catch them, then running again. There you go. The other thing that I've done with bikes is that was actually pretty nice this summer. We used it so much, is a tandem bike extension. And this is great for kids that are probably 3+, all the way probably to like 10. But you know, once they're a little bit older, I'm sure they could ride their own bike. My guy does, but we use the bike extension quite a bit. So it's just great for a long distance. So I'll give you an example. You attach it to a good solid mountain bike, you can go mountain bike trailing with your kid with that bike extension. I've done it. I think the first time we went to a park and like go somewhere where they're gonna be excited to reach the end. Like I went with my son and there was like a waterfall at like the 6 kilometer mark, and there was numerous like just silly stuff, rocks you can do, crazy bike trails, easy bike trails. So the first time we went biking at a conservation park where they had like legit biking trails, we were there for 2.5 hours before we finally came back to the car. And he was so excited. He was pretty tired after. It did the trick. You got your workout in, right? The other thing is, like, for example, I brought the bikes to the cottage. We went for 1 week this year. And we, on a day that was like a medium day, not a swimming day, like it was like 20 degrees and like on and off rain, my son and I, we biked to town to go get ice cream. I think it was actually 22. Yeah. So it was warm enough to get ice cream for sure. But it was like a gloomy day and we biked to town. It was 11 kilometers to bike to town. So it's like a 35, 40 minute bike ride. We walk around, play at the school park, get some ice cream. At that time I wasn't a 75 hard, hence the ice cream. Although I have bought him ice cream and other snacks and then just gave it to him and didn't have any. So that would be happening right now. He's always trying to give me the ice cream too. He's like, Dad, try the ice cream. It's so good. And I'm like, I can't. He's like, why? Just trust me. I can't. Thank you for being so nice and offering me the ice cream. The bike extension is really good for a long distance. So you can easily do a full 45 minute bike ride. And sometimes they want to get out and like explore. Let them get out and explore, right? Like a bike ride 20 minutes to the forest. Let them go have fun, pick up sticks, throw them, trying to find some squirrels, jump around, climb a tree, whatever it is. Maybe climb a tree with them, right? It's all about effort, guys. And then bike back. And then you will definitely for sure be 45 minutes outside. And last thing I want to mention, I already talked about running. Also, if you don't have any of these extensions, I've ran with my one-year-old many times. I would say at least 5 times. Nothing too crazy, but I have done 5.5 kilometers with her. Which, you know, it's funny with her. She loves fruit. So the time I actually got to 5.5 kilometers, I gave her a whole apple while she was in the stroller. Just a basic stroller. I mean, I think it's a good stroller, but I mean, your average stroller, let's say. And she just was just biting into that apple. She's got like 10 teeth, so she's got more than enough. She takes small little bites, so choking was not really a hazard. You know, it does happen, but you know, it wasn't really a thing I was worried about, and it didn't happen. She didn't choke on anything. And she literally was just biting that apple for like 30 minutes. So 5.5 kilometers, roughly 30 minutes of running. And you say that's not 45 minutes. You're right. You can only do the maximum your child can bear. And if after 30 minutes of running, they're like, don't want to be in the stroller anymore, then pick them up and just walk. Walk the extra 15 minutes. Take a little break. Let them touch some, crawl around some grass, walk around some grass, kick a soccer ball. You can throw it in your stroller. You can do groceries on the way back. These are some excellent, excellent ways for you guys to get in shape, okay? Try to make sure you ride your bike instead of driving the car. Show them how much fun it is to do these things. Tire your kids out, tire yourself out, and kill two birds with one stone. Do a workout with your kids, okay? Maybe the workout you do without your kids could be weightlifting, or you could go for a real run, and the second one could be biking with your kids. Great way. You'll burn some calories, everyone will have a good time, and you know, you can definitely succeed and complete 75 hard. Or if you're not doing 75 hard, just stay in shape and have a good time. So there are my tips about exercising with kids. Go ahead, use them. Let me know what other stuff you guys like to do with them, and what successes you've had. It's all about effort. So bring in the effort and you'll have a great time.